Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And of course, a newspaper is a brand, right? It is a medium for disseminating information. It's also, we're told, a platform for supplying content. But before it was any of those, to me, a newspaper was an object. That's right. Something tangible you could touch and feel that made noise when you moved it. Newspapers once rubbed off on your fingers when folded and tossed onto a porch during a delivery boy's early morning route. Newspapers even made a smart-sounding thud.
The newspaper boy training program is sort of a symbol of America's system of free enterprise. And the benefits the boys derive from it are invaluable.
I was one of those boys. I used to deliver papers back in sixth grade, long time ago. And I would get up each morning to a heavy stack of papers, each of which needed to be folded or wrapped, and which represented the object at the center of the morning ritual of most of my neighbors back in Binghamton, New York, where I delivered the Sun Bulletin. The bulletin was kind of a silly paper with contests and puzzles on the front page, to the horror of my parents. For them, and for a lot of adults, newspapers were a high-minded affair. A proper newspaper was serious, like, say, the Christian Science Monitor.
On November 25th, 1908, the editorial page of Volume 1, Number 1, carried Mrs. Eddy's first signed editorial. In a brief paragraph, she stated her paper's objective: to injure no man, but to bless all mankind.
100 years ago, the Christian Science Monitor began publication with that high-minded editorial from Mary Baker Eddy, a church using its wealth and clout to challenge the wild fictions and pulpy columns from the presses of the Hearsts and the Pulitzers. For my birthday in 1966, my parents gave me a subscription to the Monitor, a subscription I paid for with money from delivering the Sun Bulletin. It was a remarkable present. The Monitor came every day in the mail. Each day, the history of the world, stories of places far away, came directly to me. My name was right there on the label. A torrent of information, a proper newspaper, and they accumulated in stacks.
The Monitor uses a battery of typesetting machines, strange, intricate electromechanical contrivances that transform molten lead into line upon line of type.
This documentary about the Christian Science Monitor was produced 50 years ago for the 50th anniversary of the paper. Each day after school, I would read the dispatches, or if I missed a day, the paper would still be there for me. I could just go back and live history.
Say, here's an exclusive from Cairo on a new proposal for a Middle Eastern settlement.
Is the United States involved? How solid is it?
It's very strong.
The paper, the object, was my vehicle, my window, my platform. Throwing away old papers was unthinkable. They were an archive with my name attached. Precious. Magical. That a church would create something like this seemed an astounding gift to an 11-year-old. My monitors were in my bedroom, stacked and tied, when I went off to college. Putting them out with the garbage the weekend before I went off to the dorms was a painful moment of attainment. The Christian Science Monitor announced yesterday that after a century of publication and 7 Pulitzers, it would cease being a newspaper. Costs too high, circulation failing. The idea of a newspaper as an object, impossibly out of date in the internet era. Today, I'm reminded of that moment of closet cleaning when I went off to college so long ago, knowing that the papers would not come with me, but learning in that sad moment that the history and knowledge on their pages would never leave me. They're intangible, but they'd rubbed off on me, and they were indelible.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.